Sydney has joined Indonesia and Russia in world headlines about concerning outbreaks of the Delta strain of COVID-19. Stay-at-home orders now apply to all of Greater Sydney, including the Blue Mountains, Central Coast and Wollongong. New South Wales reported 26 locally acquired cases yesterday, but 58 new locations were added to the state's confirmed cases list yesterday, making a total of over 250 places or transport routes where confirmed COVID-19 cases have been. That includes five Virgin flights on the east coast of Australia carrying a flight attendant who was unaware they were a close contact and has since tested positive. The New South Wales Premier says we should brace for figures to get worse, and it seems that bracing is not limited to state borders. Deakin University's Chair in Epidemiology, Professor Catherine Bennett, joins us again this morning to discuss the situation now in New South Wales. Welcome, Professor Bennett.
Good morning, Julian.
Good morning. What's your assessment of the situation facing New South Wales right now?
It really changed quite quickly over the last couple of days. Up to that point, the combination of really good people stepping forward for testing but also the contact tracing meant that, in fact, we continue to see all cases linked, which is always reassuring. And the frustrating thing, though, was that when they linked the recent ones, they actually found going backwards, going upstream to find that link, that there were missed cases. And that's the concern when you do have people, because the turnaround between a case and that person infecting their own contacts is just looks like 24 hours shorter, and you lose a day, and it means you're getting to the case and their contacts after they've been infectious, and that's what they're now dealing with.
We discussed last time when we were talking about Melbourne's lockdown, the idea that these short lockdowns can in part be about allowing contact tracers to catch up. Given the rapidly escalating number of locations where people with the Delta strain of COVID have visited, how long do you think it'll take for contact tracers to catch up with this outbreak?
Their capacity is fantastic. The challenge for the catch up in this setting is the pace of spread, and that is different to what we've seen in other states. Fortunately, the Delta outbreak in Melbourne actually was quite contained, and by the time they discovered it, you know, it was containable and still only had less than 20 cases after weeks. This is clearly playing out very differently now in Sydney, which is the challenge. So the idea is they're getting to the cases as fast or faster than we ever have, but by the time they find them, if their contacts are already positive and infectious, at least if everyone's in lockdown at the moment, that means that they haven't spread the virus further. So it's actually just buying them that bit of time to make sure that they have their contacts in isolation before they too could become infectious and be out even doing their essential mixing. So they're so close. They're on top of the virus. They're just not in front of it. And it might only be a day or might only be these small branches. But when that branch includes a workplace, as the seafoods one did yesterday, then that adds to the challenge. So it's the sort of thing that might happen quite quickly. They could get to the ends of these branches and find no more cases, and it could turn around again quite quickly over the next few days. But there's no doubt that there's a lot of work to be done. And 55,000 people tested over the weekend or over Friday. So it'd be really good to see if that continues, because that too really helps them keep an eye on actually where the virus is and helps them understand, you know, the job ahead to pull this in and contain it.
New South Wales, of course, has prided itself on trying to manage outbreaks and not locking down more broadly as it has had to now. And I suppose to some extent there may be politics involved in that posturing as well. The ABC's Norman Swan yesterday said that the announcements up to yesterday couldn't be described as epidemiologically sound. Professor Catherine Bennett, do you agree?
I think they were actually quite proportionate. I do think, you know, if we go back to Saturday last week, seven cases, that spreader event, the party hadn't even happened yet, but there was nothing to indicate that that was, you know, going to be a risk. The challenge then was that they had a lot of casual cases linked to that first index person. And so the concern was that some people might not have been picked up on testing. And it's, you know, you don't know how these things are going to unfold, but at seven cases, you wouldn't recommend lockdown. As it progressed over the week, the cases were associated largely with that party, where we've had a large number now, 17 or so linked to that party, if not more. And so I do think, you know, these things escalate and you have to track them every day. And it isn't a numbers game. If you go back to Victoria in the second wave, when we, and I think everyone's learnt from that was too late, there wasn't the same case ascertainment. Here in New South Wales, I think they've got good coverage of this outbreak. They know where the cases are. Sometimes they're finding them out late, but that's 5 days late. In Victoria, there would have been many cases forever missed, as well as a lot of cases found, you know, longer after the fact. But they went into, made the decision to go into lockdown, just that local lockdown, which was the decision on Friday, when they had 78 cases and Sydney went into that, they went into full lockdown by the time they had 77 cases in Sydney. So I do think, you know, they're actually ahead of what we've done in the past. They recognise the seriousness of it. But until you know where the case spread is and where the risk is, you know, that's what determines it. And, in fact, that's what we saw in Victoria's recent outbreaks and we're seeing again in Sydney. Really important data being collected in the process of following up all these cases so efficiently does give the health departments the information they need to know exactly when to make those calls. And the shorter the time between, you know, a case developing and the health department knowing about it and assessing it, the faster the broader public health response decisions can be. So I do think it has to be data-based.
How concerning do you think this news about the Virgin flight attendant who was on 5 flights up and down the east coast of Australia and the possible spread from those contacts is?
It's a worry. Apparently all but one of the flights were actually quite light loads because of the travel restrictions in New South Wales, so it's only essential travellers. So still over 5 flights you could have quite a few people exposed. The good news is that the exposure period started Friday evening, and given that most people would be, you know, identified today, we're talking about people who will have had 24 hours post-exposure, and it's highly unlikely they would have had time to pass it on to anyone else apart from, you know, close contacts, if that, overnight last night. So it does take you 24 to 48 hours to become infectious. So even though this might impact a number of people, those people themselves won't have posed a risk to others and possibly not even their own household contacts yet. So getting onto this really early has been the critical thing. That's where rapid testing can come into its own.
Yeah, and certainly the pickup on the Virgin flight was very quick. Some of those flights were only yesterday.
Exactly.
On ABC News Breakfast, I think it was on Friday morning, Professor Raina McIntyre said that really New South Wales was a sitting duck to the Delta virus, to the Delta variation, given the level of vaccination numbers. Mm-hmm. What's your assessment of how much the level of vaccination in New South Wales, I think there's been about just over 2 million doses administered, will potentially inhibit the spread of the Delta variant?
Look, at the moment the rates are so low. We know with Delta vaccine does work, but at the same time you really need the second dose to get the benefit of that. With the Delta variant, the first dose isn't as effective as it has been with other variants. It can help. We saw with that party down in southwest Sydney that, and I haven't heard the latest numbers when more cases were reported, but earlier on 50% of the people at that party that weren't vaccinated got the virus, but the 4 to 5 people who were vaccinated as healthcare workers hadn't been infected yet. So it can show you, you know, that even in those settings, even if it just slows down the acquiring an infection, it can actually make a massive difference when we get those vaccination rates up. You just need a few key people to be vaccinated and it makes a big difference. If that initial driver had been vaccinated and had 2 doses, it's quite possible that while even if they became infected with repeat exposures and infected the people around them, you're much less likely to pass it on to others, even in your household.
Yes.
Certainly much less likely in a shopping centre. And this outbreak may never have happened. So that's the key here.
Yes.
It not only helps prevent individually infection, it also helps reduce your risk of passing it on by as much as 50%.
The length and breadth of the lockdown were doubled in terms of time yesterday from 7 days to 14 days. Professor Catherine Bennett, just finally, given the current situation, what's your assessment. I realise it can't, you know, this is a bit of crystal ball gazing, but do you think that this situation can be contained within 14 days?
Yeah, we're not using the lockdown here to actually shut the virus down. Every case has been able to be linked back. And while that's not good, if you find that there's some cases upstream that were missed, they're still finding them and they're still able to relate them back to the overall outbreak. If they can keep doing that, if all the new cases are not only able to be linked, but also are linked to very recent cases, they're not identifying a whole other chain of transmission, then I think the contact tracing is well up to this and could, in fact, you know, well and truly do it within 2 weeks. Maybe even less. I don't want to get people's hopes up, but at least the department will be looking at this every day and assessing what's needed. So absolutely the next week's going to be critical in seeing what happens. We will see more cases. There's a lot of people isolating now. People are quarantining with known cases in families, so they may well still acquire the infection to come. But increasingly, if everyone is in quarantine when they're identified as a case for their entire infectious period, the longer that happens, the more, you know, you'll have a good indication of when this will be closed down. So I'd be confident.
Well, it's good to hear your cautious optimism at this stage. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Professor Catherine Bennett.
Thanks, Julian.
And Catherine Bennett is Deakin University's Chair in Epidemiology.